now to a delicious award-winning vegetarian recipe for vegetable korma and a hospital chef who helped patients become nourished with a taste of home. Shakiba Samadzada is a chef with UW Health in Madison, and her recipe won the grand prize for the Healthcare Culinary Contest in an effort to reimagine hospital food. Shakiba put this on her menu last year as a way to help support pediatric Afghan refugees coming from Fort McCoy. Join in on korma, other dishes from Afghanistan you've tried, how to make naan, 800-642-1234. Shakiba, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So tell us about your vegetable korma and what makes it special.
It makes it special because that's my mom's recipe. When I was really young and my mom taught me how to make the veggie korma, and it's like, it's healthy, it's a fresh vegetable and all kind of different veggies, and the spices, like, it's amazing.
I would imagine you have really special memories of being alongside your mom and making this.
Yes. Actually, I was really young when my mom taught me to how to make this veggie korma. I mean, she taught me a lot of more dishes too, but this one is like one of the special ones, and I love vegetable.
Mm. How have you made this dish for patients? Can you tell us a little bit of that backstory?
My supervisor, Dan, asked me, there's a refugee from Afghanistan, a patient is here in the hospital, if I can make some traditional Afghan food. And that's what I thought, like, the veggie korma would be the best because, you know, some of them doesn't eat meat or, you know, like, that's why I made the veggie korma. And it's like a very good dish. It's a lot of vegetable. It's got a good flavor. It has a lot of spice on it. Like, you know, like it's turmeric, garlic, coriander, cumin. It's very, a lot of good flavor on it.
Hmm.
And it's come with a basmati rice inside of naan. And it's gluten-free. It's dairy-free. Everybody can have it.
Have you tried it out in the cafeteria?
I did, actually. When I made it for the patient first, and then we tried it in the cafeteria to see how the, you know, the customer or the employees or the visitor would like it. When they try it, like, we did it one time just for the sample, and then everybody's like, oh, when are we going to have this dishes again? When are you going to have this again? And I talked to my supervisor, and we made it. It just went to the top. People love it. All the employees, doctors, nurses, everybody loves it.
So has it kind of become part of the menu, if you will, for what you make? Is it a more regular item now?
Yes, I make it every once a month. We make it once a month. It's Monday. It's coming up this Monday. We're going to make it again. Yes.
I love that. I think your mom would love that too.
Oh, yes. You know, every time I make that dish and just think about her, like how she taught me how to make it, you know.
You know, Shakiba, being in a hospital is a stressful time. How can food help make it a little less stressful? How can food make it better?
I love cooking, actually. You know, my passion is cooking. It is a stress working in a hospital, but it's just when you make a patient happy, like if your meal make it happy, it just, you know, it just warm your heart.
Hmm.
You know, like it's make me happy when it's whoever eat my meal and they enjoy it, you know. Food bring, like, you know, friends, family, you know, at least like something they can forget about, like a second or two, you know, eating that delicious food.
Yes, I would imagine that's what you think about when you make it. I want to walk through the vegetable korma, and we have a link to the recipe at our website, wpr.org/mornings. But can you kind of give us some tips as to how you put the korma together?
Okay. First is we cook it either like you put some either like a veggie oil or like olive oil. I make it with the olive oil here.
Mm-hmm.
The olive oil and is a sauteed onion, And then on the sauteed onion, you put like fresh garlic, turmeric, paprika, cumin, coriander, little cayenne pepper, and you saute the whole thing first to get the flavor with the onion, with the spices. Then you put fresh tomato, then some tomato paste, and then hot water, boiled a little bit. Then you add like the stuff of the veggies first, or whatever veggie you want to add. You know, sometimes, you know, potato cook faster, or green beans is literally, you know, like it's just a step by the step. You cook all of them together. And the last minute, you put like the garbanzo beans and the fresh cilantro chop.
And then you serve it over a bed of basmati rice?
Yes, we serve it with the white basmati rice and then a piece of naan.
How do you make sure that the veggies don't get too soft, a little bit too stewy maybe? You don't want to cook it down too much, I would imagine.
Oh, no. Like, it just, like, it depends what vegetable you put. Like, you know, like, be a cook for, like, 32 years. You have, like, you know, get a lot of more experience about the vegetable and how to make it. when I do all the saute, the vegetable, the onion with the spices, and then I put the green beans first, then the potato. Like, I cook the green beans 5 minutes. Then I put the potatoes, cook with the green beans another, like, 10 minutes. Then I put like the mixed peppers.
Okay. So you are gradually adding the vegetables based on how long they take to cook.
Yes.
Okay. So I buy my naan from the grocery store. I have not successfully made it. Can we make naan at home and still get that really nice, soft, you know, that really wonderful texture?
Yeah, you do actually. The naan is not really hard to make. It's just really basic. It's warm water, yeast, salt, and flour. That's it. You mix all together and let it raise for like maybe like a 45 minutes, and then start making it like in 350, the oven for like, I would say 25 to 30 minutes. Just, you know, that's it.
That's it. That you make it sound easy.
I guess I have a lot of experience in the cooking, I should say. But it is easy. It is easy. It's not that hard. It's just like a simple 3-4 things.
We're talking with Chef Shakiba Samadzada, sharing her approach to making hospital food, how she thinks about nourishing patients, the families that move through the cafeteria. Join in with your reflections on hospital menus and dishes, acknowledging a larger world of tastes and culture. 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with UW Health Chef Shakiba Samadzada as we explore her vision of hospital food and nourishing recipes. Her award-winning recipe for vegetable korma will be acknowledged at the Culinary Institute of America's Menus of Change Leadership Summit, set for later this month. We have a link to the recipe at WPR.org/mornings. Join in on the flavors from the heart of South Central Asia on hospital cuisine, worldly dishes, 800-642-1234. And Chef Shakiba Samadzada with us for about 9 more minutes. So you were born in Afghanistan and immigrated to the United States in your late teens. Can you tell us about what led you to Madison?
I born in Afghanistan. I don't remember how old I was. We refugee from Afghanistan to Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And I was in Pakistan for at least like, I would say like a 10 to 13 years. I don't remember exactly. Then I refugee to United States in Madison. I used to be married. My husband was here. That's the reason I came to Madison.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on Afghan refugees today as they navigate, you know, trying to resettle, trying to find a piece of home in a very different place?
It will be hard from the beginning. I mean, it's a new country, new place, new people, you know, the food and everything is new, but you get used to it. It was hard for me in the beginning too. I mean, now pretty much this is my own home. When I go back home and, you know, I get missed here. It's a good place to be, you know, live in. At least you have a freedom to do whatever you want in here. And that's the reason I made them that food, to make them comfortable. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, how did you get into cooking as a profession?
When I came the first time in Madison, I started working at the Kaboo restaurant on State Street. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes, I do.
Yes. I worked for Kaboo restaurant for 17 years. I started as a dishwasher.
Oh.
Yes, I started as a dishwasher. Then I was doing like washing dishes at the age of like, I think I was like 19 that time. It was kind of hard. And when I looked at the cook, I was like, oh, they do a lot of like clean job. And I started moving slowly to help the cook. And then I starting with that, you know, slowly from the dishes to help the cook and become the cook.
Wow. What, what's one thing you can't do without in your cooking? Is there some type of tool in your kitchen or something that you really rely on in your cooking that you can't do without?
I would say my knife and a big cutting board. There's two things.
I bet that knife is very sharp.
It is. I love to work with a big knife and a big, nice cutting board. When I go to like, you know, my aunt's house and she has like, you know, small cutting board with a small knife, I'm like, oh, you know, that's one thing I don't think I can do better job if I'm in any different kitchen. But that's one thing actually I should say.
Shakiba, if someone makes your vegetable korma and they say, oh, I love it. I love it. This is fabulous. My family loves it. What should they try next? Do you have suggestions for the next dish that they should try after the korma?
I mean, we have so many different delicious Afghan food and good flavor, and it's a healthy and it's a full of like, you know, delicious flavor on it. They can do exactly the veggie korma. Like if they want it with the meat, they can saute that vegetable, the onion with the spices. If they want to cook it with the chicken, they saute the chicken with the onion and the spices first for at least for like a 10, 15 minutes. Then add the rest of the stuff on it. They can do the same thing with the chicken.
And so because, you know, some people might taste your vegetable korma and say, I can't believe there isn't meat in this, but you can actually add meat and make it, I would imagine, just adding more protein to it.
Oh, yes. Yes, they can. Yeah, they can do that. Yes, you can add a chicken. You can add a beef or you can add a lamb. I grew up with like more like a lamb. They can do anything you can put it in, but it's just like eyeball, like what are you cooking first? You know, like chicken, take a little longer, then you add the rest of the vegetable.
We're talking with Shakiba Samadzada, who is a chef with UW Health in Madison, talking about our cooking for patients, and bringing a taste of home to it. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Shakiba, you know, with your family members, what is your like signature dish? What is the dish that everyone loves you to bring or loves you to make?
Well, when we're having a potluck at work, they always want me to bring a lamb dish.
How do you prepare your lamb?
The lamb is, I cook the lamb with the rice, the basmati rice. I saute the onion with the lamb, garlic and turmeric salt first. Then I add water on it and cook it for like a half hour in a medium heat. Then I put the rice over it. Then add like a little bit more hot water and just cook it in this low heat for like 35 to 40 minutes.
It's interesting how you use salt in the cooking because, you know, so often nutritionally we're trying to avoid salt. So how do you balance that out?
I mean, you don't put too much salt on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we use like a sea salt. You know, I use most of my dishes with sea salt, not regular salt. You can avoid the salt too. Just maybe like a little bit for the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty much. You don't have to put a lot of, I don't eat that much salt either. Mm-hmm. Just for like, when you saute the meat with the onion and the seasoning, you can just put like a little, when I say salt, just a little bit salt, you know, mm-hmm. just like saute it, get the flavor for them because you get the flavor from the onion and the other spices.
We only have a few seconds left, but I'm wondering, you know, you have to, with hospital food, cater to so many different tastes and cultures. How do you adjust and modify to make dishes that appeal to such a wide variety of tastes?
It's just like, it depends, you know, mm-hmm. depends like what they love and what they ask me to do. Like, you know, just.
You just try to modify as you go, I would imagine, and just adjust to what the patient needs. Well, Shakiba, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, you take care. Shakiba Samadzada is a chef with UW Health in Madison. We have a link to her vegetable korma recipe at our website, wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kend. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.